Number 2. Listen to the passage. Take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
Today we're going to talk about creativity. Think about it for a moment. What is creativity? How would you define creativity? It's kind of difficult, isn't it? Let's look at what the experts have to say about this. Rather than actually defining creativity, experts try to list what characteristics are part of creativity. Many researchers have studied creativity and have come up with lists of characteristics that their research has shown to be part of creativity. Unfortunately, as I'm sure you understand, various researchers are not in complete agreement as to what actually constitutes creativity. There are, however, two characteristics that are widely accepted in research as being constituent parts of creativity. These two components of creativity are originality and appropriateness. Let's think about these two components of creativity, originality and appropriateness, in terms of a problem you need to solve, a problem that requires a creative solution. Can you see how originality and appropriateness would be part of a creative solution? First, let's think about originality. If you need a creative solution to a problem, the solution you need isn't the normal everyday solution that everyone comes up with. It must be an original solution, something new, something different. And now let's think about appropriateness. When you're looking for a solution to a problem, it has to be an appropriate solution, doesn't it? If you suggest a solution to a problem, but the solution isn't appropriate, say it can't be used because it will offend people or it won't solve the problem because it doesn't fit the problem, this isn't a good solution. Thus, we've seen that for an idea to be creative, it has to minimally be original and appropriate. There may be other component parts to creativity, but originality and appropriateness are certainly part of it.